Buzzcast, Buzzcast. Buzzcast, Buzzcast.
Hello and welcome to the Mix06 Buzzcast. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is a show leading up to the Mix06 conference in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd, a 72-hour conversation. All right, today I'm here with Walter Van Kock, who's going to be talking about using RSS platform on Windows at Mix06. How you doing, Walter?
Good. How are you doing, Michael?
Just great. So tell me, why should I absolutely not miss your session at Mix?
Well, I think there's many reasons. I think a lot of people have heard about RSS in some form or another. And I think for a lot of people, I mean, RSS is really simple. But one of the things that we're adding in Vista is actually the RSS platform, so that applications can become RSS-enabled without actually having to implement the whole RSS stack. Normally you think of it as like a very simple thing. It's just XML, right? Well, but once you actually talk to people that have implemented aggregators and other applications, you'll learn that there's a little bit more to it, and one of the reasons is because it's not that well defined or specified, that there's a lot of heuristics you got to use and other things to actually implement a good RSS stack or API on your client side. And the other part of that is we're also talking about what you can do on the server side. You know, what can you actually use RSS for? I think you and I, we've all used it for just news, getting news articles or getting headlines. But the way we look at it is RSS is going to be used for a lot more things. And I'm not just talking about podcasting, which a lot of people are doing and which this is. But there's think of all the other different media that you can get via RSS onto, different computers and what you can do with that. So those are just, you know, some of the topics that I want to talk about in my talk.
Well, that sounds great. So how long is your talk for?
I think it's about half an hour, and then there's got to be a lot of Q&A. So there's plenty of opportunity to actually interact. It's not just like a me telling the world, but actually I want to hear from the world as well, because I mean it's a platform, it's supposed to be used, and I need to hear what ideas people might it spark in people's heads, what they might want to do with it. So that is always the most interesting part for me. I mean, obviously I've been working on this for quite a while now, so I can talk about it for quite a while, but I actually want to listen, which is oftentimes much more interesting for me.
Absolutely. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but the RSS platform is not only delivered as part of Windows Vista, but it's also delivered as part of IE7. So when you install IE7, you also get that functionality on operating systems such as XP.
Yes, you are correct. So actually, if you go out today and go to Microsoft.com, you can download the IE7 Beta 2 Preview, which includes, so this is for Windows XP SP2, which includes the Windows RSS platform. So even today, you can already start writing applications on based on the RSS platform. So we've had actually quite a number of people that are building applications on it. One of them, as you see in the on the talk outline, actually Greg Reiniger, the founder of NewsGator, is going to be at Mix06 as well. And as you know, they've done quite a bit in the RSS space. And they are actually using the RSS platform and integrating with the RSS platform as well. So it's not just Microsoft products that you see using the platform, but there's, and you can imagine there's going to be quite a number of other applications out there that will start using the platform.
Well, that sounds great. And one of the questions that I was going to ask you about the platform is, does the RSS platform also include support for the Microsoft extensions and things that we've been talking about for the last 9 months?
Yes, and exactly. So one of the things that we announced last year, I think it was about in June at GNOME.dex, was the SimpleList extensions. That is licensed with Creative Commons, the same license that RSS is licensed in, so free for everyone to use. And the SimpleList extensions are built into the object model and API. So the concept, there's basically multiple concepts to it. The SimpleList extensions, one part is defining an RSS feed as a list, meaning the actual order and all the items that are in the feed actually are relevant. So normally an RSS feed is much more of a log-based system or a sliding window concept where things fall off at the end and basically an aggregator is supposed to have put them in their database. But if you don't pull frequently enough, you lose something. So the concept of the list is, you know, imagine you have your wish list. If something falls off, it actually has a meaning. It means you no longer actually want it on your wish list. So, and also the order matters. Like, what do you really want the most is probably at the top of your wish list. Or take a, you know, top 100 list of music songs. So that's one part. Basically, the aggregation engine is smart enough and has the functionality in it to treat and feed as a list. So meaning whatever you have then in your feed store is representative or is exactly what you had in the feed. And the other part is we looked at RSS and what aggregators do and saw that, well, it would actually be nice to be like filter and sort your different, you know, when you look at a feed, you might want to drill down on specific parts of it. You know, feeds can become fairly long if you aggregate them over a long period of time. And so we decided that, well, wouldn't it be great if a publisher of a feed can actually tell the renderer or the client what pieces are actually interesting and relevant. So the second part of those simple list extensions are a mechanism for a feed publisher to specify, hey, these are certain either extensions or regular fields in RSS that are of interest and that the user should be able to sort and filter by. So those are then exposed in actually the IE's feed view so that it's very easy for a user to just say, okay, I'm interested in this category, or I only want to see things on Walter's wish list that are, you know, off price $10 or something. Basically, there's a variety of things where it becomes really nice to be able to just filter down and slice and dice your view of the items that you're actually seeing.
Well, that certainly sounds great. I know that one of the things is I've been trying to follow the extensions that we've been doing has been the desire to see an example from which I could sort of then infer what's going on. Are you going to be showing some examples at your session of Mix of how some XML feeds that actually use these extensions?
Yes, yes. So we are going to show, definitely we're going to show extensions, how they're going to show up in IE, what it looks like inside of a feed, and also actual feeds that are exposing extensions. So that is one of those things that always opens people's eyes to look at, like, oh, okay, so there's actually a whole different set of things that you can do. And, I mean, one of the great powers of RSS is that it is extensible, and there's a fairly simple mechanism. I mean, in essence, it is just XML. But letting publishers add more data to a feed that then is actually structured data. So it's not like in HTML where you start having to screen scrape to get to some data, but actually having structured data that you can extend and you can add whatever you deem relevant in your own feed. So there's going to be a couple of examples where we're going to show that, and as well as then actually on the client side, different applications that use that additional data to do some of the creative and useful things and really show, like, oh, there's more to RSS than just like news aggregation or news feeds, essentially.
Awesome. All right. Well, I certainly am looking forward to seeing your sessions. I'm sure many other people are.
Excellent.
And Mix 06 is in Las Vegas, March 20th through 22nd. Thanks very much for your time, Walter, and we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Yes, you will. Thank you, Michael.